Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Jane Engel. Jane is the CEO of Angel Educators. She started her tutoring after she retired from the classroom due to the overwhelming amount of students that were struggling with reading. As she researched for educational materials to support almost everything she found online, didn't comply with the approach she learned during her training. And over the years, Jane ended up making hundreds of worksheets of her own. Unsure if this was the direction God was leading her, she prayed for doors to close if she was not supposed to move forward with tutoring. Instead, God's been opening them up ever since. The responses from followers and parents of students she's worked with directly has been so encouraging. She has been overwhelmed with joy. So in this episode, we talk about how many of her students have improved from the reading scores rates of about 2 grade levels up per year, how her work focuses on helping homeschool parents with dyslexic or struggling readers through the Orton-Gillingham approach. And lastly, working with dyslexic children is so much more than just worksheets. It requires using multiple pathways to the brain, audio, visual, kinesthetic. Help with all of these is provided in the Orton-Gillingham approach and beyond bundle. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're just not going to want to miss what Jane has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what is one fun fact that most people don't know about your industry?
Well, hello, this is Jane Engel, and the most fun fact about my industry is that we are able to often have our students progress at a rate of 2 grade levels in just 1 year. That's not uncommon at all, and so that's what's so exciting and fun about it.
That's awesome. So what is the focus of your work?
What we do is we help homeschooling parents with dyslexic or struggling readers through the Orton-Gillingham approach, and we review with them how to go through it, and if they need individual help throughout the first year that they come on board with us, we are right there for them so that we can answer any questions they have. We have free tutorials right on our website that help guide them through the lesson plan. So that's kind of the focus of our work. We are working with parents that have struggling readers so that they can be their student's individual teacher.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was just talking to another person right before you, and we're discussing how important it is for students to be able to read and to, you know, understand. And this just would help them with, you know, just being able to form questions and be able to form opinions and be able to, you know, just have basic conversations with people, have opinions about things. And that's really cool. Can you explain a little bit more about what Orton-Gillingham approaches?
Yeah, it is a three-way approach in the sense that they want every lesson to have an auditory pathway to the brain, a visual pathway to the brain, and a kinesthetic. And kinesthetic is movement and touch. And that's usually the tricky one, because the auditory and the visual, they're pretty easy to come by, but when you try to incorporate kinesthetic into a lesson, it gets a little more challenging. So we work with the parents. If they get our bundle, then that provides them with the concepts that they need to do for a specific lesson, but then we help them to incorporate all the things they need to specifically for their child. It's always individualized. It's not a curriculum per se. It's considered an approach. And the reason they do that is because it is so individualized to the child that you can't really consider a curriculum. Curriculum kind of starts at point A and you go through each concept and you add to it and you build. With an approach through the Orton-Gillingham approach, they really look at what the child needs. And if that child doesn't need to learn any more sounds, they've got all their consonant sounds done, then there's no point in sticking with the curriculum when they already know it. So it's very individualized. And then they do make use of those three pathways to the brain. That's absolutely critical.
That's fantastic. So what inspired you to start Angel Educators?
When I got out of the classroom, I was not quite ready to completely retire. So I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and start tutoring. And when I was getting my master's many years earlier, my focus was to learn some best practices for at-risk students. So I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to continue that. And I ended up getting trained for dyslexic students, and when I opened up or began tutoring, I was absolutely blown away by the need that was out there. I thought, oh, I'll just have those younger students that are still in the learning to read stage, and I was so full. I had more kids than I can handle, and I had always had the opinion that if God sent me a child, I'm going to be there to help that child. Well, I couldn't, there was just too many. And even my children were saying, Mom, you have just got to learn to say no. And I didn't want to do that because I always wanted to be there for whoever he sent me. So what I did was I started giving parents things that they could work on at home with their kids. And they were more than eager to do that. In fact, at one point, I was even creating entire lessons for some parents because I just did not have the time to fit them into my schedule. And that's when I realized, okay, there's an awful lot of parents out there that are willing to help their dyslexic or struggling reader. They just don't know what to do. And that's how this came about. That's how Angel Educators came about.
That's awesome. And some testimonies said that one of their daughters actually jumped up 4 reading levels. And
in 2 years. Yep.
Wow.
And that's not uncommon. Often we would only have I would only have a child for 1 year, and 2 years jump in the reading grade. It's just phenomenal.
Wow.
Those 2 examples that I just gave you were older students. I had one come to me when she was in 5th grade and she was reading at a second grade level. And I thought, this is probably going to be one of the most challenging students I've had yet. And we just made phenomenal progress. And the thing is, once they realize, oh my goodness, I am going to be able to do this, then their attitude changes and they go from digging their heels in, which many of them start out that way. I don't want to do this. I can't. It's too hard. And then they realize, oh my goodness, I can. And their attitude just changes completely. I saw one little guy, I still buy when he does fundraisers, I buy pizzas from him. Yeah. So he came to deliver the pizzas and we're talking and his mom said, tell Mrs. Engel what your grades are like. And he had been at the 8th percentile when I got him. Ooh. He said, I'm getting straight A's now.
Oh, so that's awesome.
I know. So it's that kind of response that just makes it so worthwhile.
That's fantastic. Awesome. So what would you actually say is the reason why kids are able to, you know, just catch the work and just do so well?
I think it's because of the approach. Like I said, it's not a curriculum.
Right.
But we really, for example, okay, you look at a child and what is that child interested in? Okay, I had one little guy, he was really struggling with his short vowel sounds and he had some major energy going on. And so I thought, okay, this kid loves to run and jump. What am I going to do with him? So I created just little pictures of the short vowel sounds, put them up on the wall, you know, A, apple, A, that kind of thing, E, elephant, A, put them up on the wall. And so then I would say a sound and like I would say, eh, he would run and have to jump and hit the correct letter and he would be saying it as he did it. But so you look at what the child is interested in and you do your best to incorporate that into your lesson plan so that the child is having fun. So they don't dread having to read so much. And then the more they progress, the more their attitude changes and they think, oh my gosh, I can do this.
Oh, that's fantastic. So where can our listeners connect with you and purchase your resources or connect up with your classes?
Right. It's we're at angeleducators.com, A-N-G-E-L-E-D-U-C-A-T-O-R-S. And right on there, you can look at all the tutorials we have. My suggestion is get the bundle because you get the most with the bundle. It ends up, it's over 700 pages worth of goodies. And the flashcards are, and it's all to download. This is all to download. The flashcards are in there. There's just so much that is incorporated into it. And what I do is we have them, when they make their flashcards, they do it themselves and they print them off on different colors for each category. So let's say short vowels are on a pink and maybe long vowels are on a green. So then when you get a vowel team like E, A, it can say short or long E, like I read the book or I read the book. That EA can say either one. So what these kids are doing is they're using color to help their brain organize information. And so it's just not uncommon for a student to say to me, is that the pink sound? Well, that's perfect. That's exactly it. Their brain is creating new synapses, or at least we want to reorganize them so that they begin to understand. And if color helps them get there, we use that plus a bunch of other stuff. But what we want to do is create those new synapses so that they can think more clearly and retrain the brain.
Awesome. Are you still offering our listeners $40 off?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. I am. And it's just BEX40 is the discount code. It's normally $150 for the bundle. And with the code, it'll bring it down to 110.
Fantastic. All right. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Oh my gosh. I am so thankful that you came on and you just, you know, shared so much of your knowledge and your testimonies and all the things. My gosh, I know reading is such a big deal and it's such an important aspect of any child's learning. So as we're wrapping up, what is one big takeaway you want our listeners to get from our conversation today?
I think I would like them to take away the components of helping their child, that everything needs to have an audio pathway to the brain, a visual pathway to the brain, and a kinesthetic. And all the parents need is a little guidance to get those concepts in there, incorporate all those three, and your child will eventually begin to really, and it's not a quick thing. Just right. So they understand, it can take a year or even more, depending on how severe the case is. But it may not be fast, but it is absolutely good progress.
Awesome. Jane, thank you so much for coming on today and just sharing.
Thank you for
all
having
this.
Me. Thank yeah. you for having me. Loved it.
Awesome. If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.